63 Seattle.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good Monday morning to you. Brendan Hazard here for a look at your alternative talk AM 1150 traffic update for around the south. We're over on I-5 northbound, just north of South 320th Street and Federal Way. It's heavy all the way through to the 516. It will break pretty shortly after that and smooth through Tukwila and the 405. Hey, Jim, coming up next. After the news and weather, it's the Dr. Pat Show being brought to you by the Transformation Talk Radio Network.
This report is sponsored by Black Hills Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, Electrical.
NBC News Radio, I'm Michael Kastner, a longtime friend and business associate of Hunter Biden, is expected to testify on Capitol Hill later today. Rory O'Neill with more.
Appearing before the House Oversight Committee will be Devin Archer. In closed-door testimony, he's expected to share details about foreign business ventures with Hunter Biden. The testimony could help investigators understand what, if any, involvement President Biden had with his son's businesses. The testimony comes as Archer awaits sentencing on unrelated charges of conspiracy to defraud a Native American tribe.
A sweltering heat wave isn't going away as record-setting temperatures move through the south. Heat indexes, which factor in humidity, could soar above triple digits this week across states like Texas, Louisiana, and Florida. In the southwest, Phoenix is now top 110 degrees for a month. One woman is dead and eight more are wounded following a mass shooting on the city's south side in Chicago. Perry Williams with more.
The mother of 21-year-old Kenesha Gaines, who was killed, is devastated.
I'm terribly hurt. That's my oldest daughter.
Community activist Andrew Holmes is fed up with the gun violence in the North Lawndale neighborhood.
With all of these women being shot, you know, some have to be personal. Why would you just unload on a yard or a house full of women that was here on the outside celebrating someone's birthday?
Police say the victims were at a gathering early yesterday when a black Jeep pulled up and several gunmen got out and opened fire.
A lawsuit filed by the state of Arkansas against TikTok will be heard in court. The state alleges that TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, lied about user data being accessible to the Chinese Communist Party. U.S. District Court Judge Susan Hickey of the Western District of Arkansas ruled Friday that the popular social media company violated the state's deceptive trade practices law. Michael Kastner, NBC News Radio.
Trust in the superheroes of home service, Black Hills Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical. We're swooping in with a super deal. Save $49 on any home service repair, AC, heating, plumbing, or electrical. Visit blackhillsinc.com or call 888-88-HILLS today.
And let's go ahead and take a look now at your alternative talk weather outlook for Monday. Well, we'll see mostly sunny skies again today. High temperatures around 76, 77 degrees. Tonight, clear skies. Low temperatures dropping down to about 56. For Tuesday and the rest of the week, pretty consistent weather. Highs in the mid to upper 70s with mostly clear skies through the overnight and low temperatures hovering in the mid to upper 50s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned, because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. I told you before, this is a seriously important and heart-touching interview for me. And as I mentioned before, we've got somebody here that is amazing, Bambi Krauss, Chief Officer of Native Affairs and Policy, Consumer and Government Affairs Bureau. This is a seriously important position, and what we're going to talk to you about today is game-changing. Bambi, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. I serve as the chief of the Office of Native Affairs and Policy at the Federal Communications Commission, and I've really enjoyed this position for the past 10 months.
And I hope you're going to stay in it a lot longer, because you've got some great work to do.
Thank you.
you know, before we get into the details of this, I want to ask you this interesting question for me. I want to know from you personally what it is about this new job, what it is about what you're taking on that completely touches your heart. That's what I want to start with.
Well, that's a good question. I think to start with, I've always accepted jobs that provide a meaningful outlet for my knowledge and personal experience to help Alaska Natives, Native Hawaiians, and American mm-hmm. Indians across the country. So I've had several national-level positions that allow me to serve as an advocate for Native Americans across the country. In my particular, this new job, I've worked in the telecommunications field in the past, and as you know, it changes quickly, and so it's been exciting to see all the new opportunities that have been provided to American Indians and Alaska Natives throughout the country to either create a broadband network or just to become more plugged into what's going on across the country and around the world.
Yeah,
so I'm really enjoying it.
You know, I want to tell you that you and I have this in common. It's kind of interesting. Both of us have worked in the communications field. I worked in the telecommunications and communications for 25 years. And, you know, to see where we are with the progress of technology, but now to see we need to progress in the humanity aspect of this. Don't you agree?
Well, it's all about humanity. It's all about, you know, people engaging with others and having a shared experience, whether you're Native American or African American. You know, we do have, with the world becoming smaller, we do have the important role of learning how to get along and work together.
Yeah. So let's dive into this. I want to tell everybody, Affordable Connectivity Program, ACP. Now, for people that are just tuning in, and they're going to hear this interview over and over and over again, tell us what this is and tell us how these households, how tribal lands can qualify for this. Give us your perspective on fast forward to where we are now with this and where you see us going in a year from now, if you don't mind taking a jump out there.
Well, let me give the basics of the program quickly, and then we can get into more details. The Affordable Connectivity Program is a federal program that helps eligible households get the high-speed internet they need for work, school, healthcare, economic development, you name it. I personally like to have it where I live so that I can keep in touch with my relatives via social media. So they're in Southeast Alaska, so
yeah.
And I'm in Washington, D.C., so I really appreciate having access to it. So on tribal lands, it provides a savings of $75 per month toward internet service for households on qualifying tribal lands. For eligible households not on tribal lands, the savings is $30 per month. So the participating internet providers will apply the monthly savings directly to your internet bill for households that are eligible and enrolled in the Affordable Connectivity Program. So to qualify, we use a figure of a household income for four is $60,000 a year or $29,000 a year for an individual. This is based on statistics. So that just gives you a rough idea of the amount of income. And you also can qualify if you're already participating in other federal assistance programs like SNAP, Medicaid, or Lifeline.
Yeah.
Eligible households can also receive a one-time savings of up to $100 to buy a laptop, desktop computer, or tablet from your participating provider. And we urge people to go to the website, getinternet.gov, just like the way it sounds, or you can call 773-842-575 for a printed application. And as of today, July, more than 19 million households are currently enrolled in the Affordable Connectivity Program, but we know that there are millions more who may not know about it, and we're encouraging them to check it out, go to getinternet.gov or call to see if they're eligible and get enrolled. So
yeah.
that, That's our main mission today.
We're really excited about this. And the reason we're excited, we're a broadcast network, and you probably don't know very much about us outside of the Dr. Pat Show, but we are also one of the fastest-growing positive talk radio networks on the planet, and we're expanding to 10 channels. So you're going to be very interested in what we're going to do to support you in the future, because we know that the world is changing so fast. Once upon a time, you used to have a laptop, right? And now you've got a giant flip phone that's doing everything for you. But if you don't, if you're not able to connect, people feel isolated, Bammy. They feel lost, right? I mean, this is really at the heart of connecting in modern times, isn't it?
Yeah, it's an interesting time as technology moves so quickly. Again, internet can be very expensive, getting high-speed internet. And the pandemic really demonstrated the importance of being able to connect. And so the U.S. Congress and the Federal Communications Commission that was delegated with the task of creating programs such as the Affordable Connectivity Program mm-hmm. have really been trying to identify and address the need for affordable internet in your home local community.
Yeah, I want to say getinternet.gov. I also want to make a plea. Maybe you can help me with this, because 9 times out of 10, the people that really need this are not getting the message to how to get it. So I want to really make a plea to all of you friends, family, relatives. I mean, I'm really serious about this, because, you know, I've got relatives in South America and Brazil, and, you know, they're in the middle of, hello, nowhere. And, you know, it's up to me or us to be able to say, wait a minute, we need to help our friends and family get this, right? Because if we are the ones that have the access now, we have to be the people that pay this forward. So I want everybody listening to this to pay this forward. Getinternet.gov. Because without us helping and assisting in this, we won't be able to reach those goals efficiently.
I think that... Can I just add a few more details for those who may be hesitating about do I qualify or not? You know, one way to start the process is to go to that internet site, getinternet.gov, or you can call 877-384-2575, and they have a lot of tools available in very simple terms to help you understand if you're eligible and how to apply. You can apply from the website and find if your internet provider is offering the service. So that is the easiest way to find out if you're eligible or not. It's a good first step.
Yeah. And I like that you gave it a phone number, because a lot of times people are afraid, right? And that by having a call and talking to a person, doesn't that make all the difference in the world sometimes when you really are afraid and you don't really even know the questions to ask?
Yeah, the human connection is always important. On the qualifying tribal lands, again, that's a $75 savings on your internet bill versus a $30 savings if you don't live on tribal lands.
Right.
So that is for federally recognized Indian tribes, their reservations, the Pueblo lands,
yep.
or former reservations in Oklahoma. All of Alaska are considered tribal lands for this particular program.
Yeah. I love that you said that, because we have been working with the tribal lands and some of the leaders of tribal lands, especially where I live, Lakota traditions. And so many people we've been working with the coming of age. This is so important for them. And I can't thank you enough for this. I want to ask you one last question. Again, the website is getinternet.gov. I want to know, I know all of us can do more. I know it. I've worked side by side and seen some of the things that, to me, just make my heart break. But I know this is important. $75 is a lot of money. I want to know from you what your personal message is. I would love to know what you want to leave everybody with here today. And I can't thank you enough for what you're doing. Congratulations, and keep doing more.
Oh, thank you. In terms of why I think it's important is that having internet gives you options. Affordable internet, of course, is something that is a current, you know, effort on the Federal Communications mm-hmm. Commission's behalf. Personally, I really support any means that help American Indians and Alaska Natives and Native Hawaiians preserve and protect their culture, heritage, and traditions. And some tribes are able to use internet for language revitalization or language teachings, keep your native language alive.
Yes.
So there are a lot of, you know, good things that can come from having high-speed internet. So I just want to urge people to explore it. You never know where you can go.
I love it. Thank you so much for all that you do. I know you're going from interview to interview, but please be assured we will do our part to get the word out. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Della Donna with Esther Graham honors all women far beyond a single day of celebration. Regardless of your race, gender, sexual orientation, or religion, Esther helps your rise to your full potential to live fully in God's plan and to do what you were divinely created to do. Esther Della Donna offers programs that help you fulfill your dreams and desires. For more information and to get your free copy of the Esther Della Donna Retreat Self-Care Guide, visit fbbwomen.com. Are you ready to soar? Serena Nigma's mission is to help you create the life of your dreams. Unlock your fullest potential with her one-on-one and group coaching sessions, or balance your energy with a Reiki session. Create changes you want to see in all areas of your life. To wake up and level up, visit serenanigma.podia.com.
What makes a coach irresistible, extraordinary, and successful? The Coaching Academy has graduated hundreds of students who have built the most fulfilling coaching businesses. And that's because the Spiritual Life Coaching Certification, based on the proven formula, Rewire Your Brain for Success, is an innovative program designed to equip you with the knowledge and skills to support you in your journey of becoming an elite league coach. Inquire today by visiting coachingacademy.net.
Ever get the feeling you aren't in the right place? So you decide to change jobs, only to realize that might have not been the right one either? That's where the Purposeful Practice comes in. I offer individual coaching sessions to help you discover and pursue the career or business venture that matches your values, passions, strengths, and motivation. Book a free discovery session by visiting www.thepurposefulpractice.com.
Activate your DNA with the light codes of creation and implement the life of your dreams with the help of Pam Bright, a multidimensional healer, a light language channel, and a spiritual transformational coach. Pam offers a variety of sessions to heal your mind, body, and soul vibrations. She will connect you with your spirit team, activate your chakras, and more. Not sure what service is best for your journey? Find out by scheduling a free discovery call by visiting brightbutterflynetwork.com.
This time for Life Engineering, processes that combine science, wisdom, and spirituality to build a life of alignment. Joining Dr. Pat is your host, Gabriella Embaum, bringing you bi-weekly wisdom nuggets, your step-by-step guidance to build a life of no regrets. Stay tuned as they uncover powerful processes for you to realize your true potential. Are you ready for some magic wisdom? Life Engineering starts now.
Oh my gosh, what a great show we've got. I mean, all of you out there have heard Gabriella talk about a number of different things, but this one right here, you know, it's interesting when we look at life and we see what shows up. Now, these shows...